USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a big meeting at the White House yesterday with a European Union official where the subject was largely trade and tariffs, President Trump will be discussing those issues on the road today, speaking in Dubuque, Iowa, and Granite City, Illinois. Yesterday after that meeting, he announced that European allies have agreed to work closely with the United States to resolve recent trade disputes, and that the two sides are aiming to eventually drop all tariffs.
This will open markets for farmers and workers, increase investment, and lead to greater prosperity in both the United States and the European Union.
Facebook stock is dropping today in what could be the biggest one-day stock drop of all time. That after yesterday, the social media giant reported its daily active users fell well short of expectations, and officials warned revenue growth would slow the rest of this year. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
There are reports in South Korea that North Korea will, perhaps as early as tomorrow, begin transferring the remains of U.S. service members killed in the Korean War to the United States. A Milwaukee police officer shot and killed by a drug suspect yesterday, Mayor Tom Barrett says.
Words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment.
The suspect in the shooting death of that 17-year veteran is in custody after being shot by police. Meanwhile, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training is dead, and a second officer injured in an overnight shooting just outside Phoenix. It happened when they confronted a driver along an interstate, and the suspect grabbed one of their guns. No word on whether that suspect's in custody. The Labor Department says 217,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless pennies last week, 9,000 more than the previous week's revised total. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Religious liberty is, quote, a God-given universal right. Those are the words of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a continuing State Department summit on international religious freedom today. Vice President Mike Pence also on hand. He says religious freedom is a top priority of the Trump administration. And Pence calling religious liberty the most fundamental freedom of all freedoms. Pence saying nations that deny religious freedom breed radicalism and resentment among their citizens. And he noted that more than 80% of the people in the world live in regions where religious freedom is either threatened or is already denied. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing says a small explosion took place there today and was the work of just one person. A spokesperson for the embassy saying the suspect who detonated the small bomb only injured himself. Beijing police say the bomber injured his hand. It's not considered to be life-threatening. No word on what his motive was. He's said to be a 26-year-old man from Inner Mongolia. And the people around pop star Demi Lovato say they tried to stage an intervention for her a few weeks ago. Lovato recovering from an apparent drug overdose that she suffered on Tuesday, from which she is expected to recover. This is a good time to remind you to find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.